So, Andy, over to you.
Right, thank you very much. Great to be with you again this morning. If you have that passage open that Christine just read to us, thank you, Christine, for that, then please do keep it open or keep that episode in mind as we explore a little bit today's theme of serving one another. And that phrase comes from our key text for this morning, from Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. I think the words are going to come up on the screen, where it says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself." Got a few questions for you this morning. The first one is this: how free do you feel today? If you had to give that a score on a scale from 1 to 10, what score would you pick for how free you feel today? I guess maybe it's quite hard to assess. How do you measure freedom? How do you measure how free you feel? Maybe it's easier in comparison over time. I imagine that most of us would say perhaps we feel a little less free than we did 6 months ago, before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Some of our freedoms have been restricted, haven't they, for our safety and the safety of the people around us, and that's right. Freedom is a big thing. It always has been. People rightly wanting freedom from things, from oppression, from injustice, from prejudice and discrimination. Freedom from war and violence and fear, and freedom from being exploited or abused. And of course, freedom is a huge thing in the Bible and in our faith. Our God, who set his people free from slavery in Egypt, that we read about in the Old Testament, is the God who has made a way for all of us to be set free by trusting in the life and the death and the resurrection of his son, Jesus. Free from the power and the penalty of our sin. Free from guilt and shame of the past, free from hopelessness and loneliness and insecurity, as we know that we are loved and welcomed and forgiven and gifted by our loving God. And it is wonderful. But our verse for today points out that there is even more to our freedom in Christ than all these amazing benefits for us. If you notice, it tells us that our freedom is not all about us. It said, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, to indulge yourselves. Rather, serve one another." The writer was saying to his original audience that you are free from the impossible burden of trying to follow all the religious rules and regulations of that day, of trying desperately to save yourselves. Jesus has done everything that needs to be done. But don't use that freedom as a license to do just whatever you want. Part of your new freedom is this: it's freedom to serve. You see, this all-consuming drive to try and follow the rules meant that God's call to serve others had largely been forgotten. And so Paul says to them now, you know this new freedom. Remember your call to serve. You are blessed to be a blessing. You have been gifted so that you can give. Your freedom is not only about you. We live in a very individual society, don't we? So much of our society is about my freedom, my choices, my identity, my rights. And that can affect how we as Jesus Church think about our faith. It's about my freedom. It's about my peace. It's about my eternity. And of course, it is about all of those things. But it's intended to be about even more than that. It's not just for us, it is for the other people in our lives too. Our family, our friends, our neighbours, our colleagues, our church family. A few weeks ago, I was speaking with somebody, and they were saying they've got to a point in their life where their family has kind of grown up and left home. Their career has gone really, really well. They've been very successful in that, and kind of feeling like they've not much more that they can offer there. And they think, well, what do I do now? And she was saying that she thinks that she's got to the point where she can see that actually now she feels she needs to serve other people, to give to others, bring a sense of fulfillment to her life, to serve others. And Jesus, I think, would agree with her. Our freedom is freedom to serve. And the world around us desperately needs us as his church, God's church. He needs you. So a question for you. Who are you serving? Nobody perhaps comes to your mind. Perhaps in the prayer time tool after this talk, you can ask God to show you, who is it that you've got in mind that I could serve? So we're called to serve, but how do we go about it? What should our motivation be? Well, I guess it could be that we could think, well, God says that I should serve others, so I suppose that I have to, out of a sense of duty. I think if that is our motivation, that will just lead to us feeling resentment. And it really just comes from a desire to avoid pain or avoid punishment for not doing something we've been told to do. That's actually about ourselves still, isn't it? And that's not right. We could think, well, I suppose I could do a bit because I guess it probably would actually make me feel quite good about myself. If other people see me doing it, it will look good to them. And although I'm sure there is probably a bit of that in all of us, again, that's about me before anyone else. Now, if we're going to serve one another in the way that God wants us to, then we need to follow his direction that he gives us here again in our verse. Don't use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. We need to love to serve, certainly in the way that God wants us to. And the tricky thing about that is that lots of the people who need our help can be quite hard to love. They're different to us. They've perhaps made choices that we disagree with. Their lifestyle may be a million miles away from what we might consider to be healthy or right or good. There's one man that we've got to know in Malden Manor who's living on benefits as he cares for his disabled mum. We've got to know him over the last couple of years, and one of the situations he found himself in was this. His ex-partner, who was the mum of two of his five children, he had her name tattooed on his arm. She got her new boyfriend to steal his identity so that they could divert his benefits into their bank account to steal his money, essentially. And not surprisingly, he was angry about that. He wasn't sure what to do about that. He's a man who's not particularly literate, and he asked if I could help him. And it was so easy at that point to think, you know what, this is your own fault. You've made bad choices throughout the whole of your life. You've mixed in the wrong circles. You've not tried hard enough in school. You've made your bed. You need to lie in it now. I don't know about you, but I find it so easy to judge like that. And then the way it works is I find that I judge like that, and as a result I don't serve. I just write people off. Whereas God says completely the opposite. Do you remember last week Dave showed us that God says don't judge, that's not your job, and that today we see that God says I want you to serve. Don't judge, you serve. So with this guy, I did help him. We wrote some letters together. We prayed together about the whole situation. Amazingly, he got all his money back, which he could not believe. And his immediate response was, I won't say exactly the words that he said, but essentially it was, I'm going straight to the tattoo parlor and I'm going to get that woman's name taken off my arm. like, really? But how do we do this? How do we serve without judging? The only way is by loving. If we truly love our neighbour as ourselves, as the passage tells us to do, if we love our neighbour as ourselves, then there cannot be any them and us thinking anymore. We still have the choice, don't we? To dismiss other people. To stay safe, to stay comfortable. Or to offer what we have been given to God and to other people, and to humbly seek to serve. And if you're ever in any doubt about this serving thing, whether we should do it or not, whether we're tempted to try and talk ourselves out of it, Jesus himself modeled what we should do and made it crystal clear in the reading that Christine read for us earlier on. The King of God's kingdom washed his friends' feet. These friends who so often let him down, who despite 3 years of being with him really still didn't get who he was, one of whom was about to betray him, and Jesus knew that, and yet he still took the job of the lowest slave, which would have required effort and discomfort. He needed to humble himself, to carry the shame and the embarrassment, to do the unpleasant thing, which was not easy, and yet Jesus himself did it. And as soon as he'd said, done it, he said, now you should do as I have done for you. I want you to love and to serve. And the wonderful thing is that he gives us the love to be able to do it. Because in our own strength, it's not possible, certainly not for long, and certainly not with the right motives. But with him, it is wonderfully possible. Because the Bible tells us that he can pour his love into our hearts so that it will overflow to other people. So here's another question. Is it hard to love the people that you could serve? Find that hard. You do in our prayer time. Maybe you could ask God to give you his love for them. And then I want to encourage us all to go for it. Where you get the chance, where you sense God leads you, have a go, do something. And as you do, you will find that there is an extra benefit that is linked to all of this. I wonder if you noticed at the end of what Jesus said after he had washed his disciples' feet. He said, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. You see, it's blessed to serve. But we need to notice what Jesus said. He did not say, now that you know these things, you will be blessed. Just knowing what Jesus has said is not enough. Just agreeing with the kind of sentiment of our verse for today falls short. We need to actually put it into practice, to do something, have a go, to try. And I know it's not easy. In fact, it can be risky. There are no guarantees with this. There is no guarantee that we'll get it right every time. There's no guarantee that we'll be thanked by the people that we're seeking to serve. We may find that it's hard work and it's humbling and difficult and uncomfortable. But the promise of Jesus is that if you do it, if you serve, you will be blessed by God himself. You will know God's blessing, God's favor, God's goodness in your life in new ways. To serve one another is a command. But it's a command which comes with this amazing promise from God himself. You will be blessed as you serve. It will bring God's good to you. That young man that I was telling you about with the benefit issues a few minutes ago, you know, whenever I see him now, or wherever I speak to him, or even when we text message each other, when it's time to kind of end the conversation or it's time to leave, always now, always, he says to me, God bless you. And I don't know where that comes from. It's not something that I've kind of taught him to say, but it's wonderful. I mean, it's only a little thing. God bless you. Maybe it's just a turn of phrase that he's picked up somewhere. But you know, this week when I saw this promise from Jesus that you will be blessed, I thought, well, isn't that amazing? This guy literally speaks that to me every time I see him now. God is at work. I don't know what his blessing will look like for you, but I am convinced, as we saw with Isles and Jeff earlier on, as we heard them say, part of that blessing will be that we will see a change in the people that we're seeking to serve, and ultimately we can change the world for them, for those around them, for our communities. Because God chooses to work through people like us, like you and me. And it's crazy, but it's true. Our God wants to be at work in you for your freedom. And through you, as he gives you the power to love and to serve other people. And he will bless you in it all. So have a go. Create your random act of kindness jar. Think about the people in your community, in your circle. Pray and ask God to lead you to those that he would have you serve. Let's leave the last word to him. Church, you were called to be free, but don't use your freedom just for yourselves. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. And now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do. Let's just take a moment of quiet and just ask God's Holy Spirit to come and lead us into his truth, and particularly the bit of his truth, perhaps, that I need to hear this morning. Then I think I was just going to pray for us. But let's just be quiet. Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you bring to us what it is you have for us today?